I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott on Monday approved Texas's new political maps for the state's congressional, legislative, and state board of education districts. The maps were drawn to keep Texas Republicans in power for the next decade. They simultaneously diminish the power of voters of color, despite new census numbers pointing to Texans of color as the main force behind the state's population growth. The new districts will be used for the first time in next year's primary and general elections, barring any court interventions. The redistricting process, which happens every 10 years after new census data is released, is complicated and contentious. Legal battles have already begun, with one lawsuit raising various claims that the new districts unfairly and illegally discriminate against voters of color. More legal challenges are expected to pop up in the near future. Transgender student athletes in Texas will be restricted from playing on K-12 school sports teams that align with their gender identity under a bill Governor Greg Abbott signed into law Monday. House Bill 25 will require student athletes who compete in interscholastic competition to play on sports teams that correspond with the sex listed on their birth certificate at or near their time of birth. It is set to go into effect January 18th. The legislation goes further than current rules from the University Interscholastic League, which governs school sports in Texas. Under current UIL rules, a student's gender is determined by their birth certificate. But UIL also accepted legally modified birth certificates in which someone may have had their sex changed to align with their gender identity. Another bill Governor Greg Abbott signed into law Monday is a bill that makes the unlawful restraint of a dog a crime in Texas. The law bans chains or heavy weights as restraints. Dog collars must be made of material specifically designed to be placed around the neck of a dog, though it does not specify which materials. The law also says dogs must have shelter from inclement weather, which includes rain, hail, snow, high winds, extreme cold, or extreme heat. The bill will take effect on January 18th. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by the Texas Mobility Summit. Learn how transportation and tech are moving Texas forward. Join us virtually October 27th through the 29th. Register for the Texas Mobility Summit today at txinnovationalliance.org.